You're listening to SBS News.
Veterans for Trump and America. It's not over. It's not over.
Beside a highway in Okaloosa County in northwestern Florida, the faithful wave Trump flags and hold placards.
We really believe that this election has been stolen with computers or whatever. I cannot entertain the fact that he is not going to remain our president.
We will accept what President Trump feels is lawfully correct.
For you, it's about when Donald Trump concedes.
Because he has inside knowledge that a lot of just normal lay people wouldn't have. His tweets are always factual. He doesn't just make something up.
There are plenty of people who would say they're not always factual, his tweets, and he does make stuff up.
That's not true.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again.
There are some dissenting voices, of course, like Justin Kings, an anti-Trump blogger who posts under the pseudonym Beau of the Fifth Column.
It's not politics, it's morality.
He fears the election has changed little in the South.
The president is just a figurehead. It's the people that have to change. That's what has to shift. That's where thought has to shift. Biden is not a savior. He's not going to alter the American landscape just by being elected.
But is Justin part of the problem? He's broken ties with Trump supporters around him.
I lost a lot of respect for people who continued to back him, regardless of policy. So, you know, there is the idea of we do need to heal. We do need to move forward as a country.
But you don't want to do that personally.
Those that I had personal relationships with, I'll never look at them the same way again.
In America, in the divided states of America.
Through his music, Jim White has chronicled the story of the South. We find him looking for secondhand instruments at a market in a corner of rural Georgia, concerned about what the future will bring here.
We're here at this flea market. It's predominantly Trump-supporting people. Last week, I locked my keys in my car, and they know I'm a liberal. And five or six of them, they were just hell-bent on helping me as any way they could. You know, they're good people. But they have been kind of huddled into this corner, and there's no way out of it other than walking through the paint that Trump laid down. So,
and where does that lead?
Well, I'm afraid it leads to civil war. It's happening. It is a virtual civil war. People are turning against each other, you know, brother against brother. I talk to people who go to family reunions. They can't talk to half of their family. They can't talk to them. They stop going to family reunions because they could not bear to be around such hateful rhetoric.
Rumors, but sometimes I get a little concerned.
Jim White's anxious that when such division remains, physical violence is all the more likely. But he feels a contentious election has only exacerbated the splits.
In the divided states of